We're here at the BASF Research Farm in North Carolina, and while we're here, the Southern Weed Science Society's student competition is going on here, the weed contest, and with me right now is Tom Eubank with Mississippi State. Tom, tell me a little bit about what you do at Mississippi State.
I am a soybean weed scientist and agronomist, predominantly looking at weed control systems and then agronomic practices to help manage weeds.
Well, one of the things when you start gave your little presentation here to the folks that are here was I liked what you said about weed science is biblical. Explain that phrase.
Well, in Genesis, the Lord punished us by allowing thorns and briars to grow up back when we were kicked out of the Garden of Eden so many years ago. So I have eternal job security, in my opinion, from that standpoint.
That's really funny. Tell us a little bit about the contest that's going on here.
What we've got today, we've got about 8 different universities from across the Southeast. We've got 54 students participating in the contest, and it's an intellectually challenging contest. They have to identify several weed species. They have to identify different herbicides based on their activity and symptomology on various crops and other weeds. We have calibration problems and then just general farmer problems, which they're likely to be dealing with when they get out into the marketplace. That's going to be a very realistic situation where the farmer has an issue with a particular compound, and they're tasked with figuring out the problem and then giving a proper response to address the issue and then preventing it from happening in the future.
Well, you also mentioned that, there's an increasing interest in weed science because of the glyphosate resistance issue. Talk a little bit about that for us.
There's definitely been a resurgence in interest in weed science because of glyphosate-resistant weeds. It was such an effective system for so many years that, we could just spray glyphosate and control everything in the field. But now, with upwards of 10 to 12 species across the nation that are resistant, is requiring us to go back to some other tactics, utilizing other herbicide chemistries and means of control to manage those weeds.
You also talk specifically about some of the weeds in your home state of Mississippi.
The driver weed is Palmer amaranth. That's the big one. We've got it documented in every row crop producing county in Mississippi. So it's definitely first and foremost on most farmers' minds. But second to that would be Italian ryegrass. It's a winter annual weed, and it can become very problematic because of the competition that it poses to plants early in the season.
And another thing that you mentioned that I found interesting is that the chemical itself, like glyphosate in particular, does not cause the resistance. What causes the resistance?
Our makeup, genetically, we're all different. You know, we have different genetic makeups. Even though we're human beings, we differ from one another. So, and it's the same way with plants. They might look a lot alike, but genetically, they're not exactly the same. And herbicides do not cause that genetic mutation. It is a naturally occurring phenomenon, but for whatever reason, if we make a herbicide application and that plant happens to be resistant, we don't kill it, then that obviously causes a problem. But where it really becomes apparent is where we stay on that same herbicide for subsequent years, using it multiple times in a season or over many years. We begin to select for that genetic modification then that allows that weed to increase even more. So it's really important to mix up the chemistries, use different tactics to try to control these weeds.
How important is BASF as a company in hosting this event here at the farm and what they're doing as far as finding new chemistries to combat weed?
Well, BASF is a leader, in our world, from agricultural chemicals and the support that they give us of funding our research programs and the products that they have. There's new technologies that they've released recently, and there's a few more in the pipeline that we're really excited about. So they've really invested a lot of money in ag, although agriculture is a small component of their overall business infrastructure. Agricultural research takes up the largest budget line item in their budget. So it's really a blessing to have a company like BASF that not only supports agriculture in general, but really supports our efforts through the Southern Weed Science Society to help educate these young people.
And one specific example you gave was a more resistant weed that's coming up in Mississippi, the ryegrass, and a chemistry developed by BASF that's helping to combat.
Yeah, they've released Zidua, which is labeled in corn and soybean, but it has excellent activity on Italian ryegrass. They're working on some labeling to possibly get it into a fall window and maybe even into wheat in the future. So we're really excited about the opportunities about that herbicide.
All right. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you here. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.